Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. So yesterday, the big national parent strike day to raise awareness to the high-stakes testing, to a lot of education issues across the nation, the whole opt-out movement, of which someone I've been a ardent supporter of. And in fact, we've opted our kids out each of the last 3 years. This will be the fourth year that we do it. Simply because I don't see the purpose of it at this point. Look, I'm not anti-testing. I'm anti-this testing. I want my kids to be tested often. I want them to be diagnostic testing so that, you know what? You didn't know this yesterday. Let's work on it so you know it tomorrow. That makes sense to me. Taking a test in April that we don't get the results till maybe September, October, if at all, seems nonsensical. But here to talk a little bit about yesterday's big day and also what we do moving forward, I've asked Shaquita Gaines Finletter. She is the home and school president, also a proud parent and opt-out supporter, to come talk with us. Shaquita, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you very much. How are you today?
I am good. So how'd you get involved in this?
Okay, so what happened was, I have a child who has very bad anxiety, and she would cry so much about taking this test. And I would try to support her with buying her cards in the morning, you know, making sure that I gave her a donut afterwards, things of that nature, just to keep encouraging her.
Right.
And then there was this one woman in Philadelphia who made a stand, and she was on the cover of Daily News. And she stood proud as a queen of her children and said, I'm not taking that anymore. And I was like, wow, wait, we can do this? We don't have to do this?
And that's the response I get from a lot of parents, Shaquita. A lot of people don't know they have an option.
No, you don't know because they don't give you that right to know. And they make it seem like, you know, you have to do this. But I've never opted into taking these tests. So why do I even have to opt out?
Well, that's a point. But, you know, at the end of it, like you, I had a moment with our kids that made me go, wait a second, this is insane. My oldest daughter was doing the play teaching with the other two kids that we have. And, you know, she was scolding them, saying, if we don't pass this test, they're going to take money from the school and close it down. And it was just insane to me. I'm going, well, that's not play teaching. That's ridiculous. And at that moment, I immediately became an opt-out supporter because nothing positive came of that interaction.
No, not at all. They have assemblies wrapped around these things. And I don't think parents even know. These children are set in an auditorium sometimes, and they're told that if you don't do this, and if you do this, you'll go to jail. You're signing off waivers. Wait, whoa, wait, jail? Fines? Why do my child know about jail and fines over a test?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But again, the reason I think it's so important to have days like yesterday and to continue to talk about our experiences to spread the idea that parents do have a choice. Because, look, I don't know if you are, but I'm not anti-testing. I'm just anti these tests because it appears to me they're just collecting data to figure out how to label our schools as failures so that they can defund, destroy, and privatize them. At least that's what it appears to me.
What is absolutely the truth, and I tell people all the time, I want teachers to be able to know who the child is. I am absolutely, you know, positive that there is some data that is positive, if, you know, for the teacher, meaning the teacher takes a test today and then she can go back into it and see where the child has, you know, problems with, and then go back in and try to help the child. That works for me. But this is not working.
Yeah.
It's not helping my child at all. You know, you mentioned that, you know, you get the test back in a year. Well, even if I get the test back, you're still not telling me what they did wrong on a test. You're just giving my child a number. And then you're writing, oh, proficient or advanced or, you know, a problem. Really, give me the test. Tell me what problem they missed.
Oh, we can't do that, Shaquita. Can't do that. Sorry. It's proprietary. You're not allowed to see it. And for those who haven't been through the opt-out process, and I have done this now 3 times, you have to send a letter to the school district saying, we're going to opt our children out. You have to make an appointment with the principal to go in and look at the test. But before they show you the test, you have to take almost a blood oath, right? Where you sign off that no matter what it is that you see, you'll never tell. It's like Fight Club. You're not allowed to tell anybody what you you see in it, not allowed to say anything about it. And then and only then you can see the test. And then you have to say, for a religious reason, I don't want my kids taking this test. That's what we get here in Pennsylvania.
You know, it's a big it's a Secret Service or something. It's just a test. It's not that deep, but apparently it is.
No, it's more than just a test. I mean, there are billionaires who have staked fortunes in privatizing and prioritizing this test so that they can make money off of us. In fact, last year, over $58 million of tax money went just for these tests.
And yet we at Philadelphia don't have counselors in all our schools. We don't have full teachers. We don't have full supplies at our schools, yet we can afford that.
And you don't have nurses. I mean, last year, was it? You had two students who died in the school district in schools that didn't have nurses. Now, I'm not saying that they would have survived if a nurse was there, but they'd have had a whole lot better chance, I think.
The probability calls would have been a lot higher for those children to survive. And that's where our problem is. And this is why the opt-out movement is so great and so needed. And I think people need to understand that it's not just the test that we have a problem with now. It's the homework. All this and the classwork is being driven by a test. Yep. These kids are not learning in class. And I don't think they even understand that. Everything is test, test, test. If you look at these assessments, your children are taking about 24 to 25 assessments in a year. Why do you need all that?
Well, what they needed for is to collect data so that they could label them failures. But, you know, here's the thing. I think most parents, people like you and me, we think back to when we were in school, and it's just like that. You know, we think it's the same thing we went through. The reality, Shakita, it's not.
It really is. It really is. And then the people need to understand that these tests are not even graded by teachers. They're graded by people that sometimes don't even have an education.
Right. Well, so, we've been told not to trust teachers, that they're somehow greedy, or you know they're going to cheat because you know their paychecks depend on it, which again is another dumb thing that our Republican friends have brought us.
Our teachers are awesome, and I don't even think people understand that, especially our Philadelphia teachers. I'm going to shout them out always across the board. They are absolutely awesome. They take their money from their own homes, their mouths to feed, and they come in and they buy supplies and things for their classroom so their children can learn. If you've seen the parents, the teachers at Chester, I'm so proud of them. They actually went without salaries to make sure our children were educated. Please stop blaming teachers for this. This is not a teacher's fault.
No,
it has nothing to do with children or teachers.
I argue it's an administrative problem and it's a legislative problem.
Yes. Everybody wants a chunk of our children, and our children have price tags. And I'll say it again, they're worth more in jail than they are in school. And you can get a better education in a jail cell than you can now get in a classroom. And that is sad.
That speaks volumes. So talk to some of our listeners and say, you know, because, you know, I want another parent's perspective on why this opt-out movement is so important. Because, you know, I think a lot of people are thinking, well, you know, I don't want to rock the boat. You know, I don't want my kid to get in any trouble, things like that. Help folks understand why it's important to you, because I've talked about it ad nauseum. I'd like a different perspective.
So basically, it's a pipeline to jail cells and it's a pipeline to welfare. And, you know, welfare is about the issue, but that's a whole other ballgame. But the pipeline to wealth, jail cells, those tests, even in third grade, they utilize those tests to see how many jail cells they are actually opening up. My son took the test in third grade. And when he found out this information, he walked up to me with his, you know, proficient and advanced test, and he said, Mom, there's no jail cell built for me. That hurts. And it shouldn't be like that. So instead of our children getting quality education, they're now concerned about a test, whether that's going to open up a jail cell for them.
Wow. That's a whole nother perspective that, you know, I've talked about, you know, using these tests as for public policy purposes to build more jails. Never really thought of it filtering down to the child in their thinking themselves. Wow, that's pretty powerful stuff.
It is. And I mean, I'm just grateful that I'm that type of parent to say, no, baby, it was never built for you. I can go into my child and say, guess what? Mommy did this for you. I fought for your right for education. I fought for a fair education, and you will have an education, and you will not be in a jail cell. You will not be on welfare. You will not be all the things that they want to label you as. And I think people need to understand this is not a black and white thing. This is absolutely positively an education and money thing. Our children are now money. They are not worth anything else but money. They're just a number. And I think people need to get that through their head. They're just a number to some people. Yeah. To me, they're worth everything.
And it's not just an urban thing either, because we keep hearing a lot of the stories and focusing on urban areas like Philadelphia and Chicago and Cleveland, Milwaukee. This is across the board. It's in every urban, rural area. It doesn't matter. Where there's education dollars, there are billionaires that want their part of it.
Sure do, and they want the poor to stay poor and the rich to stay rich, and they want the middle class to believe that there is a middle class.
And it's where they divide us on. And I've always said, if they take education from us, there's nothing left. So last bit, what do we tell people who, you know, they what do you want people to know who've never heard anything about this or have never thought about this? What should they walk away with?
I honestly want you to understand that, you know, your children are worth so much more than what they're giving them right now. You know, they took out art. They took out, you know, all the good things and good pieces that brought school together to give our children time. We don't want our children to have to go to a museum to see what education used to look like.
Yeah, as they do their factory job or take us 100 years back in time, I'm with you. Shaquita Gaines Finletter, I appreciate you taking a little time for us and keep up the fight.
Thank you. You have a great one.
It was great talking with you. Let's take a quick break. Back with your thoughts, 1-888-520-RICK, 1-888-520-7425. This is The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk. Now, what will I find about my school day?